Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Angel Square Incorporated of Beloit.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. This is Dusty Donis here, joined by Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, a real nice win to start your second district game. You beat Russell in the first week of district play, but go on the road to take on Phillipsburg. You win 48-24 on Friday night. Got out to the early lead and really never looked back in this one. What were your thoughts of the victory Friday in Phillipsburg?
Yeah, I thought we played well. I thought offensively we came out and imposed our will, which is kind of who we are. And, you know, we were able to, average, quite a few yards per carry, which, when you're able to do that in our offense, it makes things pretty easy. And so, kind of played well. They threw a couple of new things at us, that caused some problems on defense that they hadn't shown yet. They were a big-time motion team. They didn't motion as much to try and prevent us from rolling down, and then our safety coming down, and then did some other things too that were interesting. So, I thought we played well. We just got to continue to improve.
I know we always talk a lot, and I do with you, about how your physical run game and how that translates, and you win games because of that. Your defense is physical as well, and you can stop the opponent. But you've had 2 weeks in a row now where Christian Mears has returned a kickoff for a touchdown, adding a dynamic of special teams. What's been the difference there this year with that and being able to maybe, take advantage of some strengths that you have there as well?
Yeah, I think for us, we have to continue to preach special teams, and we do it every week. The first thing we do at practice every single week is special teams. And I think by us, preaching that and starting practice that way, it puts an emphasis on it. And, we've been close earlier in the year on kickoff returns where we're just one guy away. We almost had two on Friday. But it just comes down to, us making blocks. And so special teams is a big part of the game. If you can find hidden scores there or hidden turnovers or pinning teams deep on whether it's punts or kickoffs, it makes a big difference in the whole landscape of the game. So, it's important to us, and we've done a good job with it.
I'm talking to Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll preview this week's matchup against undefeated Norton here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Brad Gober still with us, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you have Norton coming up next here. They're unbeaten, headed to your place here Friday night. And kind of looking at this team, they clearly have some talented offensive players. I know Eli Jones probably has most of your attention, the quarterback over there, just under 1,000 yards here through the first five games, and his favorite target, Tyce Melvin, has over 400 receiving yards, so maybe a different look than some of the teams that you've seen here this year. And I remember, last year you beat Norton twice, but probably weren't healthy either time you played them. So when you kind of look at the dynamic of this year's Norton squad and the improvements that they made, what do you expect on Friday night?
Team, they're physical, and they got some good players, and so we're gonna be ready to roll, and be ready to defend a multitude of things, from their power run game to also running some of the spread concepts. And so they present some challenges there, and they've got a couple good athletes that they can get the ball to out in space, and so we get to tackle well. And so You know, really, I always tell our kids, it comes down to ourselves. I mean, how do we play? I mean, if we all do our jobs, we all focus on what we're supposed to do, okay, the game plan is to prevent and to stop things, stop stuff teams are doing. And so, really, we're in control. We just have to go out there and play well and be physical. And as long as we do that, we'll be just fine.
And then just with this district, another tough game for you and taking on these kind of teams as you move forward and trying to get in the right spots. How important is it here with a game like this on your home field to protect that and keep yourself rolling in the right direction in district play?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you can win district games and you're in a position to where, you know, you can put yourself in a good spot to win a district championship, you know, it's always satisfying, you know, and our district's tough. I mean, you talk about, you know, traditional powers from Phillipsburg and Norton. Russell's much improved. You know, TNP has been improved the last couple of years. You know, we have a tough district out here, and you got to bring your hard hat if you want to play in this district because a lot of teams are coming right at you and running the ball, and then you got Russell as an outlier, you know, with the spread. So, you know, it's good. It prepares us for, you know, playoff football, and we get the teams that are running at us and being physical, and they're better. And so we just have to continue down this path of improving, and we'll be okay.
Brad Gilbert, the head coach of the Blue Trojans, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for joining us. Best of luck Friday night at home against Norton.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30. Also watch it online at the Blue Trojan channel, ncksports.com. And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Nextech.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Steve Tiernan joining us, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, well, it was a long night there. You had the win over St. John's Tipton at home on Friday, 82-34, the final score. And, you know, you guys were rolling and had a pretty big lead. And then, you know, in that late first quarter, you lose Dalton Garman, who's a quarterback for you, but also one of your better defenders. And so things kind of got a little crazy as the game went on and the night went on, but you're able to finish it off with 15 seconds left in the third with a 48-point win. What were your biggest takeaways from Friday night?
Probably the biggest takeaways, I mean, as much as anything, is like you and I have talked, we're just not deep enough to go through a lot of injuries, especially in our defensive backfield. And I mean, that's 2 weeks, well, two times this year that's happened. And, boy, when that happens, I mean, it's just like the green light's open that everybody's going to throw the ball. And right now I don't blame them because they have pretty good success. And St. John's had a very good passing game, and we did have a hard time stopping that. But hopefully we can, one, get healthy, or two, find other guys that can step up and cover somebody a little bit.
Well, I said in the broadcast, obviously, with Garman going out, I mean, he was definitely having a good game for you offensively. He had 5 carries for 88 yards, but with the way he affects things defensively was the big thing. Your offense was able to still keep going. He had 533 rushing yards on the night and 9 touchdowns on the ground. How do you feel about the offensive attack in a game like that and being able to finally put it away?
And that kind of goes back to what we've talked about a lot, you and I, is just our offensive line. I mean, I don't think I've ever coached a game where we had over 500 yards rushing, and I don't think I've ever coached a game where we scored 82 points, but you know, the offense was clicking. I mean, those guys were getting off the ball and blocking and staying on their blocks, and our backs were running hard, so that was fun. And then when we went to defense, that wasn't quite as fun, but oh well, hopefully we do get better.
How'd the kids look after the game, just like body language wise? It was still summer on Friday night. It doesn't want to go away, so I'm sure that took a toll on them, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a hot night, and like I say, when they throw the ball all the time and you got those DBs running all over the place, and then when you score 82 points, we're running all over the place, so I'm sure they were very tired out after that game.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Osborne improving to 2-0 in district play with that win. Most importantly, another district game coming up this Friday night. We'll chat about it after the break here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
Attention farmers! For full-service fertilizer and crop protection, your best way forward is always Midway Co-op. Our specialists provide you the best in crop nutrition and protection. And it's all matched up to your current soil conditions. We custom blend, and we're happy to apply it for you if needed. Maximize your yields, increase your profit picture. Let's talk fertilizer today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Steve Tiernan still with us, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, you got a Wakefield coming up Friday night. They're struggling this year, but they did slip past Pike Valley last week on the last drive. They won the game 44-42. Wakefield, the team that obviously is down a little bit, but again, coming in on a high. What are your thoughts on going to their place on Friday night?
You know, Wakefield, I've played them for many years. Even when I was at Baileyville, we used to play them all the time. And Chris Freeman, who's the coach, he started, I don't know, been there quite a while. But his teams always play hard, and he's a good guy, and he does. He gets them fired up, and out they come, and they do play hard, but, you know, right now, just talent-wise, they're down a little bit, but I'm sure they're going to come out and do their best.
Just real quick, like health-wise, how do you look going into this game?
I think we'll be without Garmin, probably, mm-hmm. Dalton Garmin this week, but and that's more probably of a precaution than is anything. I think if it was he had to play, he could play, but, you know, we probably won't play him. I guess we'll suit him up and see what happens, but other than that, I think we will have everybody back, so that will help us.
You're in the middle of district play right now, but district meetings today for next year already, putting that schedule together. So what are your hopes there as you go out there today?
Well, I hope that we can put a schedule together without having to drive to who knows where. I mean, like, we've got feelers out for Deerfield, Kansas, which is out by Colorado. I mean, it's just kind of, to me, I don't understand it for sure. I mean, you'd think our league schools would play league schools first, and then you'd go somewhere else. Or what's the point in being in a league? I mean, I don't understand that. But maybe something will come together today that we'll all be happy with. But as of right now, it's going to be some long bus rides.
So we're looking forward to seeing how that all comes out. And then obviously, you guys are at the top of the district right now and looking to stay there. Best of luck Friday night at Wakefield, Coach. We'll chat with you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Too much football? There's no such thing, especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Mike Rogers. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Mike Rogers with us, coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, another victory for you there on Friday. You go out to Oakley, a Mid-Continent League win, a non-district game, but you won 68-6. What were some of the biggest things that stood out in the win for you there on Friday night at Oakley?
Yeah, we got off to a great start. I think we returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, so, you know, that's about as fast as you can start a game. And we've got to play with a short field most of the first half, and we were able to throw the ball a little bit. We had two interceptions, ran back for a touchdown. So, you know, Oakley's down a little bit. They're playing a lot of young guys this year. So, you know, they kind of had a tough go of it. But I thought their kids tried hard. I thought our kids played extremely well. I think they're gaining more confidence week by week. So it was a good game for us.
When you go into a game like that, and clearly we'd seen the scores and the results for Oakley, and you knew that they were playing with a younger group, inexperienced group and all that, but they are well coached, obviously. But when you look at a game like that, and how do you prepare your kids for an opponent that you probably know you're much better than going into it?
Well, you know, you hit your nail on the head. You know, then you know they're going to be well coached because Coach Kinnick's had a lot of success there in the past and taken to the state championship game, so you know they're going to be well coached. So you just try to get your kids to make sure they play the best of their ability. Sometimes you worry about your kids maybe when you're playing teams like that to not play up to their capabilities. But I thought our kids did a pretty good job staying focused and making sure we're trying to get better day by day and game by game. And so I thought they did a pretty good job of doing that.
And we're talking with Mike Rogers, the coach of the Smith Center football team here in the locker room chats. So we'll take a time out. We will preview the next game, a district matchup with Republic County coming up Friday night here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Too much football? There's no such thing, especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
And welcome back again on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Mike Rogers, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, moving on with Republic County coming up on Friday night. It's a team that's obviously struggling as well. They're 0-5 coming into this game. Just looking at their team, they've had some success at times in the past. They had one real good season, but otherwise it's been pretty down for Republic County here recently. When you look at their squad, what stands out the most and what are you expecting there in the matchup?
Well, they do a lot of different things, so you got to, you know, just kind of figure out what it is you think you need to prepare for, and they kind of seem to look a little bit different week to week in what they try to do. So, you know, that just, as a coach, gives you a lot of different things to try to get ready for and be prepared to do and handle. But like you said, they're a little bit like it last week. They've been playing a lot of young kids, and they've kind of had some tough times this year. So, and we look at it as a game. We're just trying to stay focused this week on ourselves and to get better each and every day, and we've got some things we've been trying to add, and so we're trying to get better at executing those things, and hopefully we'll be able to go out Friday and play and be able to do some of those things in the game and get better at what we're trying to do.
I know that one of the things that always comes into play this time of the year is how healthy you are and things like that, and I'm guessing you know, these kind of games that you're playing the last couple of weeks, you just want to come out healthy, right?
Yeah, you know, against Lubbansky, we lost one of our players, our fullback, and he's going to be out for a while. So, you know, that's an unfortunate part of the game, so you have to have kids step up, and that's one thing that you never want to happen, but especially in games like this. But, you know, they're also a good opportunity, like we did last Friday, of trying to get everybody in the game. You know, before that, we've had a lot of close games this year and had a lot of young kids that come to practice every day and really haven't had an opportunity to get on the field on a Friday night. And we had a chance to do that, and if we play well, hopefully we'll have a chance for them to be able to do that again this week.
You know, I know we've talked to at times this year about different guys in different spots for your team. How are you feeling about the development of where the kids are at right now as we run the stretch run of district play here?
You know, I feel like our defense has played well all year. Our offense is starting to be able to do some more things. We've been a little bit more consistent on being able to throw the ball, which we really struggled with at the beginning of the year, but we've been able to throw a touchdown pass the last couple of weeks, and so that's coming along and just giving us a little bit more versatility. So, you know, I've been happy with how the offense has been progressing the last couple of weeks.
Mike Rogers, head coach of the Smith Center football team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck against Republic County Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement, Nextech, and Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit NCKSSports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And welcome back in our locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Joel Struckoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, 94-54, the final score. You went over Lakeside on Friday night. Obviously, a lot of offense in that game, and Mason Baker had a huge game for you, over 400 yards rushing with 8 touchdowns. He threw a couple touchdown passes and had the kick return for the touchdown and a receiving touchdown as well. So a lot of Mason, but a lot of other guys stepped up as well. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the win there? A very high scoring long game for you there Friday night.
Just starting off the game there, we started off the way we've always wanted to start off this year, and I don't think we've ever accomplished it until this game. You know, starting off hot. Defense got a turnover there early that really kind of set things into motion for us. We've been looking to win that turnover battle, and I think the only time we've done it this year is against Rock Hill. This was another opportunity to win that battle. We did that early. And obviously, as the game went on, we struggled to stay conditioned, had some guys really fatigued, which we're going to work on. But overall, the guys stepped up that needed to step up early, losing some pieces to our team, and really helped us get that lead and that momentum. I don't know if we didn't get that lead there early what the game would have turned out to be like, but feels good to get that early lead that we've been looking for and then just kind of ride that throughout the game.
Yeah, our plan without Josh Ferguson and then the Chamberlain kid over the last couple weeks as well. When you have those things happen, what's the approach that you take as a coach and trying to encourage the rest of the kids, but also understanding that those are pretty important players for you?
Yeah, both of those young men are really good football players, but we just look at it as the next man up mentality, and that's the way you've got to play it. You know, it sucks having injuries. No one wants injuries, but you've got to have somebody that's willing to step up and take over for those guys if something happens. And I feel like we've had some guys definitely take strides this week against Lakeside and really step up to the plate and own that. I think before maybe they were a little bit uncertain about things, some of the guys that had to step into positions, and just didn't trust themselves enough, where this week we saw more trust in themselves and just being able to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, doing their jobs.
What were some of the biggest differences you saw from Lakeside when you actually took the field against them there on Friday night?
You know, it's just one of those things. I don't know if we really saw anything that was different. We knew that they had speed. We knew that they had some athletes. We knew if they got into space and we struggled with tackling, they were probably going to bust it for a touchdown. Which we did. We struggled mightily with tackling the second half, and as the score can tell, you know, a lot of points put up in that game. I think both sides really struggled with tackling that second half there. So just another thing, we've just got to attack when we get people where we want them. We had several times had a guy bottled up, just didn't attack and finish him off, and he burst out, went for a touchdown, 20 yards, whatever it was. But several opportunities to shut people down in the backfield or for a short gain, and just didn't finish the playoff.
We're talking with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. And take a time out. We come back. We'll discuss this week's opponent back into district play here on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Joel Strukoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, headed out to Grainfield on Friday night. Wheatland Grinnell, your next opponent. It's been a struggle for them, not only this season, but really for a while. They're 0-5 coming in. Big loss last week to Logan Palko. When you look at this Wheatland Grinnell team this season, what stands out and what do you expect on Friday night there in that one?
You know, some of the film we've looked at was the Wallace County film, and actually they put together some good drives against Wallace County. I mean, they want to play hard-nosed football, get downhill, you know, try to chunk you for 3-4 yards here and there, and then maybe hit you with a pass every once in a while. But they're a team that's really going to try to keep it tight and then just try to get a few yards here and there. And if you let them, you know, you play against a team like that and you struggle with tackling, you can let them into a ball game. So we just really got to focus on tackling this week.
With this group where you're at right now, I know you're still kind of waiting to see if some guys might be coming back for you as far as the guys that we mentioned that were injured, but what's the biggest focus? Because you still have everything really right in front of you as far as the district is concerned right now.
I think the biggest thing for us is just growing every week, because I really do feel like we've got the athletes to compete with people. It's just making those athletes grow into better football players. They're really green right now, a few of them that had to step up. But like I said, we saw big strides against Lakeside with a few of those guys, and I think that we'll hopefully see big strides every week, and those strides will pay off by the time we get to the playoffs.
Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck out at Grainfield on Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheed and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.